life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame: dynamite in the brain.
It's time for the Dynamite in the Brain top 8. This week, the top 8 new anime of 1991. Today's chartologists are Aaron.
Hello.
Anthony.
Hello.
And me, Brian. 1991 is, I'm going to say, one of the worst years for new television anime. As will be borne out by the fact we don't have much of a list. Anthony's barely got a scribble.
It's pitiful.
So, yeah, no 10 or 9. I have watched things which could fill that slot, but they do not deserve it. You heard me get a robot.
What a year.
So, my number 8 is Urusei Yatsura, Always My Darling, the 6th Urusei Yatsura movie, which I think may not even gone straight to, it may have gone straight to TV. I can't remember.
This managed a number 8.
Yes. I think it got a theatrical release.
Possibly.
I'm not sure, though.
It's not very good.
Yeah, I haven't seen this one, but...
I paid money for it, and so therefore it has to go in my list.
This is the one that's after the final chapter, right? That nobody likes?
Yeah, that's the one.
Everybody says, why didn't they just end it at number 5 instead of doing this extra standalone 6th one?
I think it was like an anniversary of the TV show. Yeah, 91, that'd be 10 years since the TV launched. Yeah, that was why they did it. Although they obviously decided... Let's not do that again until they did that OAV a few years back.
I liked that thing.
That thing was good. I wasn't so keen. It was the thing where it's like Rumiko Takahashi finally got full control, so let's make it like my comic.
I think I may have just been happy to hear all the voices back. That was the big draw for me.
Yeah, are these stormtroopers even in it? I don't think they are.
Maybe not.
I think it puts in the character that Oshii left out, the other school kid. But that didn't come out in 1991, so let's move on.
Yeah.
To my number 7.
Where's our number 8?
You haven't got one. Unless you've quickly expanded your list, Anthony.
Yeah, in the space of seconds, I've downloaded some memories of terrible shows of 91.
References to last week's episode.
Yeah.
Just recorded. Episode 7, Doomed Megalopolis. This is one of the things where I forget you're younger than me, Anthony. I was sure you would have seen it. But then, of course, you would have just been a kid and you would not have been allowed to.
I was probably 3 or 4 years old.
I saw it would have been 96, I guess, 97, when it aired on Channel 4.
Right. I can't understand why nobody's ever said to me, oh, you'll like this.
It's not...
It looks like something I would like.
It looks like something you'd like. But there's other things like it which are better than it. It's like, if you've watched Wicked City, you watch Monster City, then... And you're still in the mood for some sort of supernatural horror violence.
Yeah.
But you don't want to go full Legend of the Overfiend, then maybe you would have checked out Doomed Megalopolis.
Is that dude the main character, or is he the bad guy?
He's the bad guy.
Oh, okay.
He's the only character I can remember, though. I can't remember any of the heroes. He's like a wizard who's turned up to do some bad stuff over, I think, 4 episodes of an OVA.
He's dressed like Bison from Street Fighter.
Yep. I think there's a scene with a train, so Aaron, you might want to check it out.
I might. I'll make a note of that.
My number 6 is 3x3 Eyes, which also goes on the same list as Doom Megalopolis, as something I thought Anthony would have seen and then remembered his parents wouldn't have let him watch it.
I was so young, a summer child.
This, again, was a Channel 4 late night showing. This is the first OVA series. It's a horror comedy about a zombie and the supernatural creature that has turned him into a zombie and sort of keeps him on as a follower. And they get up to all sorts of supernatural hijinks. Again, I don't really remember much details beyond that. But I have fonder memories of it than things I've watched more recently from 1991. Which is pretty much most of this list, apart from my number 1. But Aaron has a number 6.
I do.
Which is my number 3, so we'll get to that later.
Oh.
My number 5 is child-bodied Go Nagai World, which I believe has just got a release from Discotech, which I haven't picked up yet. But I saw this at, I think, the very first anime convention I went to.
Oh.
In 1995.
God.
And it's a comedy crossover with Mazinger, Devilman... does Kikihoni show up in it? I think it's mainly Mazinger and Devilman. Violence Jack shows up near the end. And I believe it's the first place they confirm that Devilman, the Violence Jack is Devilman. It's a weird place to confirm that, but I believe that's the first place they confirm it. But yeah, it's super deformed, Go Nagai characters getting up to all sorts of mischief. Aaron, what's your number five?
My number five is Urusei Yatsura OVAs. I don't remember the number of which OVAs they were, but it was Date with a Spirit and Terror of Girly Eye Measles. And the reason is that these were the first Urusei Yatsura things I saw. I picked them up on a cheap video for like a dollar or something at a used bookstore, and I loved it. And so then it made me want to seek out the rest of the series. And at the time, I thought they were hilarious. Now, after seeing the rest of the series, they're not great. I mean, Terror with Girly Eye Measles is all right as a concept. It's pretty fun, but they look terrible. The characters are way off model. I think by this point in the OVAs, they've just given up on trying to match the style of the series.
Yeah, I think it was looking closer to what Ranma was looking at, like at the time in terms of production values.
Oh, maybe.
And I'm guessing this is... When did the Kitty embezzlement thing get discovered? It's either just before or just after this.
Well, I think these were farmed out. I mean, I'm sure Kitty was producing them.
Well, yeah, but they were just the producers, weren't they? They weren't doing the animation.
But I think these may have been farmed out to different studios than the usual ones that did the show. Because they just look terrible. I mean, they're not badly drawn, but they're like bad drawings of these characters. The style of all of them is very off.
Yeah,
but these are still fun if you haven't seen more or say it.
I think I've seen these two, so I could have added them onto my list. I think I saw them at the second convention I went to.
Ooh.
Because is Date with a Spirit where... Did Shinobu have to go on a date with a spirit in that one?
No, that's... I think there's like this spirit girl...
Okay.
Maybe. There's a spirit girl who likes Tsubame, Sakura's boyfriend. And they're all trying to... I forget. I think they're trying to just get her to leave him alone.
Yeah, I can't remember whether I've just heard the description of Terror of Girly-Eyed Measles so often that I think I've seen it.
That one is pretty fun. It's got a good... That classic, or say, it's a single concept and escalation that I know you like.
Is it where everybody gets, like, shoujo eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good one, except for the just everybody looks terrible.
This but, is on a top 10 yeah. list.
Well, it made me laugh a lot. It's for, personal nostalgic reasons.
Yeah,
it's my introduction to the franchise, and I love the franchise.
1991, slim pickings, at least from what I've watched. There is some stuff which might be better, which I haven't seen. But number four, though, for me, is Blazing Transfer Student, the two-part Gainax story series based on... The comic which the TV show Blue Blazes is about the creation of.
Okay.
Have you seen Blue Blazes yet, Aaron?
No, I just recently, the other day, I wrote myself a note that said, you still need to watch Blue Blazes.
Yeah, I need to tell my friend Grace to watch it as well, because I'm sure she'll get a kick out of it too.
I'm really excited about it. But apparently not excited to watch it over the past year, however long it's been out.
But yeah, this is the comic that he comes up with during that story of how to avoid having to draw classrooms in a manga by having the main characters never actually manage to get to the classrooms and constantly get into fights before they reach them. And so it's basically just two episodes of the main character getting into fights before he gets to class. But drawn in a very wild and crazy style, fitting of the author's artwork. I don't think this has got a release. Again, it seems like something which Discotech should pick up, but at the same time, you think it was Gainax, and Gainax were hot for a period. So people were like picking up everything Gainax. I suppose we didn't get Ebby Tune Minds the House either, did we? Mm. Anthony, have you got number four?
No.
Okay.
I did have, then we realised, I probably hadn't seen it.
So sad. So sad. Aaron, what's
the
your
main guy? Sorry, the main guy, that blazing transfer student, looks ridiculous. And the guy he's fighting in this clip I've found looks like a badass.
Yeah.
I would probably like that, actually.
Yeah, it's mainly about people who think they're badasses screaming at each other.
Yeah, this sounds perfect. Yeah.
And remember, Blue Blaze is a fictionalised version of him creating that, by the same guy who created Blazing Transfer Students. So, but with live-action people behaving like those characters.
Maybe I should watch that.
You should watch it as well.
Yeah, it sounds interesting.
Yeah, there's just one guy who's just so good. The guy who plays the character based on the co-creator of Fist of the North Star, who's just permanently greasy and dirty and wearing jean shorts. He's the Shonen Jump editor. Aaron, how about your number four? I think it's probably on my list. I think it's number two.
I think it's your number two. It is. Yes.
Anthony, I'll let you have a go now. Number three.
Yay! My number three is a film that, if I recall correctly, I had a 90 megabyte file of it. So the quality wasn't great when I watched it, but it was Dragon Ball Z Movie 5, Cooler's Revenge. And it is basically Cooler, Frieza's brother. He finds out about Goku killing his brother and he goes for revenge. And you get some very similar transformation scenes, just like he did with Frieza. But he turns into Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's a very cool design. It's not quite as good as the next Cooler film, because the next one you get to see all the other Z fighters fighting like Metal Cooler's henchmen, which is a very cool scene. But no, this is all right. It's as Dragon Ball Z films go, it's standard.
I think you were saying, as Dragon Ball Z films go, it's a Dragon Ball Z film.
Yeah, it's pretty standard. The clue in the story is in the title. If you know that Cooler is Frieza's brother, it's about his revenge about his brother.
Does Krillin die?
No.
Okay. No. I'm curious if Krillin gets it. I've never seen any of the movies. I'm curious if Krillin has non-canon deaths during the movies.
I think you're better off not watching the movies.
Oh, I don't want to watch it. I just want someone to tell me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My number three is Aaron's number six, and that's City Hunter 91 is purely on the list because it's a City Hunter series in which I've seen some episodes, and therefore
same
makes the list.
City Hunter is great.
Yeah, at least the third series, I think, of City Hunter, and it still looks great at that point. In fact, maybe even look better. I can't remember. It's been a while since.
Did it ever go downhill?
It's a good question. I don't know. I've not seen any of the later specials, but again, they're specials, so they probably look great anyway.
Was this the last full series of City Hunter?
I believe so, but I'm speaking purely from memory and as somebody who's kind of watched a little bit of each City Hunter series, not the entire thing.
Okay.
Of course, Nicky Larson in France.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know I've seen a little bit of each one. I can't remember which episodes were this one, but I liked all that I saw.
Oh, no, this is the fourth series.
Oh.
And it only had 13 episodes. But obviously really easy to remember that it happened in 1991 because it has it in the title. Right. Your number three, Aaron. What's your number three?
Oh, yes. Nadia, Secret of Blue Water.
Is that the movie?
Oh, I hope not. That's not what I thought.
I think it's the movie in 91.
I thought the movie was called Nadia the Movie. No, you're right. Mm.
Yeah, it's 1990.
I haven't seen the movie. Maybe I don't have a number three.
But hey,
I like the show.
It's pretty good, I've not seen the bit everyone says is bad, but I've seen the bits which everyone says are good, and I've seen the end, so maybe I'm the winner.
Yeah, it's not the most consistent, that's probably the way to do it, actually, yeah. But, I mean, overall, it's very fun.
Yeah.
I have good memories of watching that.
All right. My number two was Aaron's number four, and that is Otaku no Video, which I saw at a time when I probably wasn't going to appreciate it as much as I would if I rewatched it now. Because, obviously, VHS releases of subtitled anime were thin on the ground in the mid-90s, but Otaku no Video was one of those things I could purchase, and I was already a subs over dub snob at that point, almost straight away. And so I put it was subtitled, it was Gainax, so I purchased it. So I know I enjoyed it. It's got the weird live action stuff with people sort of self
interviews,
themselves. And it's another. Yeah. It's kind of fit ties in with Blue Blazes, as it's another origin story for Gainax.
Yeah, it's just animated instead of live action.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think it covers a different part of their history, sort of, right?
Yes, it's kind of like it's more. I'm guessing it's more fictionalized than the stuff in Blue Blazes is.
I think so. Because this isn't explicitly Gainax, is it?
No.
This is, they have some name like the Super Animation Company or something.
Yes. Whereas in Blue Blazes, it's like this is Hideaki Anno, and then it has a subtitle explaining who he is in case you didn't know. And obviously references things you can go and watch on YouTube of his student films and whatnot. And of course, Kenichi Sonoda character designs back when Kenichi Sonoda character designs were a selling point.
Yeah. Yeah, this I remember really liking this. I need to watch it again. I love the interview segments, the live action footage.
Yeah. I wonder how well that holds up now. Whether it looks... whether in the age of YouTube it looks incredibly amateurish or whether...
I think
works.
Even when I saw it, it did. And that was maybe 10 years ago or something. I guess that was the age of YouTube. Whoa. Well, they were pretty bad quality, I think. Yes.
The best one is the businessman who pulls out his Shah Aznable helmet and puts it on.
I don't remember that.
That's the thing. The other one that sticks in the mind is the guy who's devising a device in order to depixelate pornography.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but this was a fun thing to watch.
Yeah, I think I might have only just thrown the VHS tape out. I don't think it's... is it currently available? Or is it...
I think I want to say I got it on DVD. So I don't know if it's still in print.
Yeah, I wonder whether it's... because it used to be Animego, I think, had it.
Yeah, yeah, that's, I think, how I got it.
Oh, it's very available. It's £7.84 on Amazon.co.uk.
Did Discotech put it out again?
I don't think so. I think this is probably still... yeah, still Animego, so maybe they still have
it. I didn't even realize they were still in business.
They keep on doing Kickstarters for things.
Oh.
They did one for Bubblegum Crisis. Have they just done another one? I can't remember I'm just waiting for the Eurosite Sora one, that's all.
Yeah.
And then hopefully the pound won't be so weak against the dollar by the time that rolls around.
Hmm.
Your number two.
Oh, me?
Oh, okay, Anthony's.
You're now a big hitter.
Yeah.
Oh, in the modern day world where people are committing sins and
this is
not
better than
punished,
Callers Revenge.
It's nostalgic reasons, even though I only watched this maybe a year ago. I forget.
Yeah, just over a year.
God, it feels like a million years ago. So, when your sins can't be punished, and they deserve to be punished, get the judge. Get the judge in to do his dirty work. So, I guess it's got to be in the list. I remember hating it so much, and thinking it was the dullest thing that you're kind of watching it, and you think, something's going to happen. And it never does. It's just so mundane. This average Joe has a secret, and he is the judge. Judge of the dead.
Yeah, I think I liked it more than all of us. And
you did.
And I couldn't bring myself to put it in this top 10.
You didn't have a problem with it.
Your favourite of the year.
Yeah, the second bit. You didn't have a problem with it. And who was on the show with us that?
Niall, at the very least, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of our spooky Halloween episodes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and this was scary.
And I was threatening to make you watch Biohunter the next year.
Dude, that'd be fine, because at least it sounds like it's got a...
It's by the same guy. It's based on the same...
Oh, maybe it's terribly boring.
I think it's the last thing of his we need to do. that's had an anime. We've done Goo Goo Ganmo.
Oh,
we've done Gallery Fake.
Yeah, which is good.
We've done Judge, so only got Biohunter, I think, left.
Gallery Fake's great. I remember really liking that. I loved that as a DS game, actually. That was,
yeah, I suspect the I suspect it was the execution more than the material on Judge.
Well, I don't know so much. Well, yeah, you're probably right. If it had, the idea itself could have been jazzed up a little bit, but it wasn't. It was dull. But yeah, that's my number two. The second best.
Aaron, what about your number two?
My number two is, I don't know how to say it, Rogen Zed?
Something like that, I think. Yeah, I don't know.
But it's, I think it's an OVA by Katsuhiro Otomo, is that right?
I believe so, yeah. At the very least, it's based on one of his comics.
Yeah, and it's about basically an old man gets trapped in this crazy new sci-fi bed that turns into a giant robot. And his caretaker, this young girl, has to destroy the robot and save him. Was that what happens in it?
I believe so. I've not seen it. I've had it sitting in my wish list on Amazon for quite a while now. And I think I did record it off the TV, but never got around to watching it.
I watched it a few years ago, and I really liked it, but I watched it in four parts downloaded from YouTube, and the subtitles were atrocious. They kept going out of sync for each part. But that didn't ruin it for me. I still enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, we've had a Blu-ray release of it in the UK for a while now.
I got a region-free player. I might have to pick that up.
Yeah, it's £14.43 at the moment on Amazon UK.
It's something I've always wanted to watch, actually.
Yeah, it's a thing which seems perfect for us to do a podcast about. Yeah. But no one's bought me as a present yet.
Is that the criteria for which episodes you do?
Oh, no, nobody ever buys me anime as a present. Nobody. Even if I stick it in the wish list, nobody ever buys me as a present. Probably think I've got too many DVDs already, and they'd be right. Okay, mine. Anthony, let's do your number one first.
Right. I nearly forgot where it was.
Act 2.
Yeah, oh god, yeah, Act 2. Act 2 of Gaiva, Bio Booster Armor. And I didn't realise it was only Act 2 out in this this fine year of shows. I thought it was its entirety. But still, nonetheless, I mean, I can't really go into too much detail because I'll spoil the second half, but I remember the main guy, Sho Fukamachi, gets control of a Gaiva unit, which is this little kind of pod that sticks on the back of his neck and grants him armor. And it's just incredibly badass. And I just, you know, they did bring out that new version of it, which I never watched because there's no need. There's no need to watch anything but this version. Even the live actions are great. I just love the premise, actually. The designs of the Gaiva suits are fantastic. The Zoonoids, which are the alien creature things that wreak havoc and kill people. It's just a great series. And I believe we are going to do a...
Yeah, coming up shortly, we'll be doing an episode about it.
And it's great. I've got it on Region 1 somewhere. Bought it at a con 1 year. But yeah, I've got it on VHS. I bet that must be worth a couple of bob.
Well, it wasn't worth much at the time, because they used to sell them for like $5.99.
Which is a lot, just for one episode.
Well, but it was like something kids could get with their pocket money.
It's an 18! It shouldn't be. Is it 15 or an 80? I feel like it's an 18.
I suspect some of them were 18, some of them were 15.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, the designs, if I was to ever get a tattoo, I've always considered like a Gaiva tattoo somewhere, but I mean, I love the design, but I don't know whether I want it as a tattoo.
Get the disc on the back of your neck.
Oh, that would actually be pretty good. That, oh my gosh, why have I never thought of that? Oh man. I think everybody, if you like the series as well, you should probably watch the live action films with David Hayter, the voice of Solid Snake. Yeah, and also the other dude,
Mark Hamill's in it.
Yeah,
he?
Mark Hamill's in the first one.
This is one of my blind spots, and there's a lot of blind spots in 1991, but this is like the huge one for the time.
Which shouldn't be a blind spot.
No. Because the copies of it have even entered my house because my brother borrowed them off his friends. Who presumably their older brothers must have bought it for them with their 18 certificate.
Yeah. I feel like it's an 18.
like
it might be now. Does that happen where it would be recertified as like a lower age?
Yeah, particularly once James Furman was gone from the BBFC, loads of things got resubmitted.
Well, it's a 15. Oh, no, the new series is a 15. Yeah. I can't find the original. Either way, hunt it down, someone, and you'll probably like it a lot.
I've never seen any, but if it's your number one on such a great list, check it out.
No, but that's the thing. My list is pretty garbage, but this is legit. This is all like I've always really liked Guyver. The designs are so badass. It's as a kid I loved it. As an adult, I love it more.
Oh, here we go. So collections. Oh, sorry, I did say I was trying not to burp on microphone. I hiccuped instead. Guyver, data 1 to 4 was 15 certificates, 9 to 12 was 15. I can't see the collection of the middle bit, but...
It's probably going to all be 15.
15 or PG. There's volume 7 here was PG, apparently.
Oh, I skipped that episode, it's a dull one. I can't remember which one. It's just so weird to think of it being released separately and stuff like that. It's time long gone.
Yeah, people were mad about it, I say. John, who ran on the podcast when he played Ranny's Werewolf the Apocalypse campaign, our werewolves were fighting Kronos from the
Guyver. Ah, yes, yeah. That's good.
And we had a character who was playing a Guyver as well. He'd made his own rules up for the White Wolf games to play Guyvers.
Awesome. I'm kind of sad there's been no more Guyver because it feels like there's a hell of a lot of potential.
Well, there's a lot of comic, isn't there, I think.
Maybe I should track them down.
Did that get translated? I don't know. It's probably a discussion for our Guyver episode rather than this.
Yeah, but this is valuable.
We're trying to get all the value we can out of your three picks.
The manga's still ongoing. That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
Well, how many years now is that?
Apparently, original run, 1985.
Whoa.
Ongoing. 31 volumes.
Yeah,
Why has nobody told? That sounds
like it's stalled and picked up at various places.
Yeah. There should be a lot more volumes than that, yeah.
Oh my god, I bet there's some epic stuff. I bet, like, the entire series it can't be a great deal of, like, a big chunk of the manga, surely. It's only short. Oh man, I'm going to have to track it down. I'm going to try.
Have you got any figures, Guyver?
No, and I've just been looking at the one there. They're very good looking, but they're quite expensive.
They were a big garage kit thing. I think I probably saw the garage kits before I'd even heard of the anime.
Okay.
Model shops would get Japanese garage kits in, regardless of knowing what they were. Because it's like a monster, you can sell that.
Yeah. Well, you buy all the manga for £267 on eBay. I think it's Japanese as well.
Aaron's number one is a bit classier than mine, I'll go first. my number one is Goldfish Warning, which is a comedy about a superpowered little girl who causes trouble at a school for a posh girl who doesn't want trouble from this little girl and a talking goldfish. And
what are you doing watching this?
Funny. It's by the... It's basically the same animation team who a year later will go on to do Sailor Moon.
Mm.
And you remember how good that first Sailor Moon episode looked?
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
So imagine that, but it's all just comedy, no sort of melodrama at all.
Mm.
With a superpowered girl. She's got
And the fish seems to be a standout feature.
Yes.
Does it have a funny voice?
Oh, I can't remember now.
Like, I think it does.
All I remember is a lot of running around and goofiness. And it's like, while the posh girl hates the superpowered girl, she hates, like, the posh school she was kicked out of even more. So they're always trying to get at the posh school, like most of British comics used to be like. Got to show those toffs what's what. Right, Aaron, class this place up with something I've not seen.
Okay, yeah, I don't blame you. It just recently became available for me to see. It's Only Yesterday by Takahata and Studio Ghibli. And I really like this. This is maybe my favorite Studio Ghibli movie at the moment.
Ooh.
It's one of their more low-key ones. It's very down-to-earth and sort of slice-of-lifey. And that's a good thing, though. It's not boring at all or anything. It's really pretty movie. And it's got a new dub that just came out. I got to see it in a movie theater. Daisy Ridley and Dev Patel are the main actors in it, I think.
Uh-huh. Dev Patel, that rings a bell.
He was on Skins. He was in Slumdog Millionaire, I think.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
It was not released in the West, I think, in general for up until now, because there's one segment of the movie that's part of a flashback sequence to when she was a little girl, the main character, that deals with girls getting their periods, and so Disney didn't want to touch that. But it really, there's nothing graphic or anything. It's more just about the social aspect of that, like little boys teasing the girls because they don't really understand what's going on, I guess. But it's a amazing movie. It makes
It's your number one of all the Ghibli films as well.
Right now it is. That might change. Ooh. But it's great. It's great. I think that it's definitely near the top for sure.
It looks good.
It's really good. And it's interesting because it's about half flashback and half present day. Although the present day is 1982, I think, and the flashback's the 60s. But it's following this girl, and the flashback sequences are all sort of a more traditional anime style, and the stuff where she's older is in a more fully fleshed out, detailed style.
Yeah, I wonder if we're going to re-release, because we've had it for 10 years in the UK.
But oh, what?
Now there's a new dub. Because it's only been subtitled. Optimum, now part of Studio Canal. I've never know how to pronounce that.
Canal? It's just not Canal?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's just Canal. So they released it in 2006 over here.
Is that when all those fancy box versions came out? I say fancy box.
Yeah, it's not a steel box, but it's one of those.
That's
Studio Ghibli collection, rather.
Connection.
It's their wrestling team. Someone should do a Takahata and Miyazaki gimmick in as a wrestling tag team.
Did you guys see the documentary about Studio Ghibli?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, you should check it out. It's great. They're especially funny as these kind of friends / rivals. They sort of have like a love-hate relationship, it seems. But that's off topic, I guess. It's weird. In the dub for this movie, they made Daisy Ridley do an American accent, I guess, to blend in with all the other actors they have. But Dev Patel is still doing his British voice. So he stands out a bit. So he didn't get the memo, I guess.
Or they tried to make him do an American accent and maybe just couldn't hack it. Who knows?
I'll have to watch it. I mean, I'm surprised it's been out over here as long as it has.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know that at all.
It feels a bit less special, but I will still check it out.
It was all being released here as the lost Studio Ghibli movie, but it's not really lost. They just didn't want... They just got nervous about releasing something with... Yeah, but anyways, it might be easier to see it now than it has been in the past because there's this new dub with Daisy Ridley from Star Wars, so it's probably going to get a lot of press.
That's a good point, actually. It's probably going to blow up.
It probably gets cinema release, so that's probably the difference. They'll probably give it a cinema release over here because I think that one went straight to DVD. Normally for the new stuff, they'll release it in the cinema.
Yeah.
Beforehand here, but I think for the older stuff, they probably just slipped that in because it was like, yeah, better put it out. It's like, have you had Ocean Waves over there in the US?
Not that I know of. I still need to see that one, and I haven't watched Pompoko yet either.
Yeah, we got Ocean Waves as well. So,
oh well, I'll have to get that.
So while you're importing, they're even cheaper than ever with the weak pound. Come on.
I may have to take a trip to the UK.
Stock up on DVDs. That's it. 1991. Pretty bad.
The thing is, it's not that the stuff that's good is pretty damn good, but I think if we were recording this back then.
There's stuff I'd like to see, because I'm looking here in winter. There's a show called Kinkyu Hashin Saver Kids. which is basically Thunderbirds with Monkey Punch designs.
Whoa.
It's like...
That sounds...
I want to see an episode of that.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
Anything else on the TV? No. OVAs for Winter 91. Again, I forgot to do a proper list this time round. No, Burn Up. No, did make the list.
Yeah.
Luna Varga. I remember seeing trailers for that on ADV stuff. It looks like a fantasy comedy thing. I'm sure I'd probably enjoy that. Madara. That seems like people fighting demons with swords. Might be worth a watch. Psychic Wars. Did anyone see that? That was a thing.
There was a game, wasn't there? I'm sure there was a PlayStation game.
Yeah, something else, I think.
Something with this. Yeah, same name.
Same name. Wizardry OVA, of course. The anime based on the computer game designed by the guy who runs Animego. Ooh. Never seen that.
I didn't know that.
What movies were there? Of course, Lord Slug. You thought you'd seen that, Anthony, but you haven't.
Yeah, I thought I'd seen it. I searched the design of the Lord, and yep, the one thing I'd seen him. I've seen him.
Super Namekian.
Yeah.
Apparently. Dorimon movie, which I'm sure they've probably remade already. Nobita's Darabian Nights. It's a pretty good pun. I kind of want to see it for that pun alone.
I hope there's a genie. Oh, well, Dorimon.
Of course there will.
There's a genie.
I'm sure there'll be genies as well. They'll just travel back to the time. Oh, I think it might be somebody gets stuck in a book and they have to travel into the book. He says, remembering that he actually read the description of it.
Oh, and then it says Nobita's mother burns the books.
Yes.
And then they've got to find another way to see it.
It's a TV show called Janken Man about a superhero who defeats his enemies by playing rock, paper, scissors. I mean, I want to see an episode of that.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, Shonen Ashibe is coming back in April, so I don't have to go back to 1991 to watch that. Hmm. About a kid and a seal. Oh, sorry, a sea lion. Apologies to seals out there. Sea lions. Any OVAs here? Abashiri Family. Now, I've seen the last episode of that, but I felt like I couldn't go to its overall quality, which is another Gona Guy OVA nonsense about people beating up teachers.
Oh.
At least that's the last episode, is the family in question all beat up a load of evil teachers.
Sounds pretty good.
The Mazen Eye Koku film, which I've read the comic it's based on, and the comic is really good. So I would hope OVA, rather, is good. Because it's a pure comedy one. So none of this sentimental nonsense. Mm. RG Vader, or Rig Vader, the Clamp OVA, that was got a UK release, never saw that. Ditto, what's it called? Heavenly Kings, Dragon Kings. Legend of the Dragon Kings. That was like a 12-part OVA, which they showed on Channel 4. Never saw that. Sucker Ben Decker. I've seen some of the live action. Now looking at the character designs of the OVA, I kind of want to watch that. Judge, we've talked about. Never seen the Nadia movie. And obviously, Aaron Hunt either.
Yeah. My bad.
Fly Peak. Did you ever come across that? That got a US release, I believe. The whale movie. Basically Free Willy animated. It's about an albino whale used in a circus and kids try to free him from captivity.
It's called Fly Peak?
I believe that was the US title, yeah.
Peak is the name of the whale?
Yeah, P-E-E-K.
Oh, okay. No, I've never... Actually, maybe I've seen... I feel like this looks familiar, but I don't think I've seen it.
No. What was Summer 91? Oh, Dear Brother. That's probably the big show, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Not that I've seen it.
But... No, I've never seen it. People rave about it, though, don't they?
What's this Samurai Raider? Or Samurada?
I don't know. Where's that? Is that
it's Winter 91. It's an OVA.
Gone past that. No idea.
The cover art looks great, but the show doesn't look quite
as good. You got the Arslan Senki OVAs. They got a UK release, didn't they? Lock the Superman. I kind of want to see a Lock the Superman thing at some point, because I feel like it's referenced in things and I never get the reference. Detonator Organ. That got a UK release. Again, I don't know whether people say that's a good robot show or not.
I've heard it mentioned, but not in that regard. Not to say people think it's terrible, but I've just heard the name, but nobody's really said, oh, you're an organ fan, eh?
Yes, movie-wise. Japanese rock band Ziggy comes to London and gets attacked upon arrival at the hotel after a recording session.
What's this?
This is Ziggy Tsuruyuki R&R Band.
I want to see that.
I bet it's one of these... It's a movie, so technically that should mean high production values, but...
Technically.
Silent Mobius, the motion picture. That's probably... That was a big one for the 90s for people who like science fiction. And finally, Fall 91. Oh, it's a Kaneki Man series. I've seen the one where he's got to fight for... the right to be the next king. Romance of the Three Kingdoms. See, I watched a little bit of that, but I didn't remember enough about it to stick it in a top 10. It's the one by Mitsuru Yokoyama's comics is what it's based on. So it's loads of the people you see in the last few episodes of Giant Robo. But in their proper... context. OVA wise from autumn, oh, there's a Monkey Punch OVA called Alice, which I think I have on my computer.
So. Oh, I've seen that. Oh, I might have put that on my list. I don't know.
Quick,
it's very strange.
Okay, so this OVA revolves around a mad scientist and the woman that betrayed him. Her unfaithfulness causes the scientist to turn her into a bionic sex machine. There you go.
Yeah. It's very bizarre. Very. It's like pure Monkey Punch comic on the screen, even more than any of the Lupin stuff that's been animated. But it's not very good. It's kind of hard to watch. But it's got fun animation.
Oh, here's what I want to see. And I've even got the files on my computer, but no one's fan subbed it yet. And that is Kyokyoku Chojin R, or apparently the Ultimate Esper R, which seems like a misnamer, because he's not an Esper, he's a robot. But it's by one of the guys behind Pat Labor, the original comic was, and it's just an OVA about, which probably makes no sense unless you know the comic, because there's no setup to it at all. It's about all the characters from the comic going on a trip. But it's like, they're basically a camera club, and one of the members is a robot. There you go. And comedy ensues. And... anything else? Neko Neko Fantasia. Sounds like something up my street. It's cats. Being cats. Ninja Ryukenden. The cover looks like what Anthony was hoping Ninja Slayer would be.
Is this Fall 91?
This is Fall 91. OVAs.
Oh, yeah, that looks exactly like... It looks exactly like Ninja Slayer was not.
Yes. And just in case, to further entice you, the cover's got a dragon with a ball in its mouth.
Oh, God, I think I knew.
Well, in 91 they did, yes.
Hey, that looks really good. I don't know whether it is, but...
So I've never heard of it, so probably not.
It's probably amazing.
Here is Greenwood. That's something people talk about, or talked about. Again, a slice of life comedy. School comedy nonsense. And any movies? Yeah, it was the Ranma Half movie that I thought I'd seen, but I hadn't seen that one. I'd seen the next one.
Was that a double feature with the Urusei Yatsura movie, probably?
No, they're in different dates according to my anime list.
Oh.
So I'm not sure.
I thought that was a tradition that they would release Takahashi movies together.
Possibly. And this was only... Oh, it was an hour 40 minutes. That is a full movie, yeah. For an anime movie, at least.
What's our next thing? Adachi Gahara. That looks... It's got a ninja there.
Yes. It's a picture certainly I've found. Is.
The story of an astronaut who was sent to a penal colony planet, and so on.
Yeah, 91. Give it a miss. In general, skip over that year.
You should watch Only Yesterday, though.
Yes. And Goldfish Warning. And Guyver.
And Guyver.
And Rogen Zed.
Yes. Mm. I think we can conclude that Aaron has watched better anime from 1991 than we have.
Was there any good actual, like, cinema films out in... Oh, yeah, Terminator 2 was 1991. I was going to say it was 1991, a bad year for everything. But it's not. No. Hook was 1991. Terminator 2!
Hook isn't a good movie.
Oh, Hook's a great film. I love Hook.
Is Barton Fink, Coen Brothers.
Oh, see? There we go.
But obviously there was loads of continuing stuff, like Dragon Ball Z, that people were actually watching. I think
there was no need for anything else when that was on.
I think I've got
Point Break was 91.
Yeah. Let me have a look. I've never seen Point Break.
I've seen the ending of it on TV.
I think I've got the results, yeah. Animage Grand Prix for this year. So this is the thing in 92 people said they liked from 91. Top anime was New Century GPX Cyber Formula, which I have seen an episode of, and it was okay. Maybe if I'd seen more episodes, it would have been in my top 10. It's about racing cars, but more interesting than watching actual racing cars. Then it was Nadia Secret of Blue Water, because that continued through to this year.
So did that come out in 1990?
Yes, it did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
And then I can't see what was number four, because my Excel thing has cut off the name. Only Yesterday was number five, though.
Oh. No Guyver.
No Guyver, no. Machine Hero Wataro was number six. And then it gets thin pickings after that. Again, I think that was continuing on from the previous year.
Yeah.
Righty-ho, that ends this week's chart. Do you think you can do 86, Anthony? Do you think you have it in you?
What was 86 again?
Well, I don't want to, that'll be spoiling for next week, yeah. The next episode.
Okay, well, I'll have a look. Because you've got to remember, when I was able to torrent stuff, like a naughty boy, I would watch stuff that was known to be good.
I think there's a lot of known to be good stuff in 86.
Okay, we'll have a look.
I have a feeling 86 was a better year than 91 for anime. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Though weirdly, I've left the 91 links in that sheet, but never mind. Yeah. There's good stuff. There's stuff we've podcast about. There's at least two things we've done podcasts about from 86.
Okay.
Righty-ho, that's it. We shall be back next week with... Or will we be back next week? I'm not sure. We may have a classic episode next week. Let me have a look at the schedule. Because I know you're going to a convention, or have been to a convention by the time this episode comes out.
Yes.
So we'll have missed a weekend of recording. But I've built that in.
Da, 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 da. That is not the tune. No.
It's a shame.
What is the intro? I can't remember what the intro is.
We'll find out. Cheerio. The battery's running low on my laptop, which is recording this, so that's a good time to end the episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.